Welcome to day 33. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Yesterday we learned that every single field requires its own payah allocation. So if someone has multiple fields, one cannot leave over payah in just one field, even if it's the right amount, in order to cover for all of the other fields. You'd actually have to leave payah for each and every field. And that's learned from the Pasuk. So yesterday we started discussing, well, if that's true, what is considered a divider, such that if one has a large property, is it considered one field or is it considered more than that? So we learned different things that would be considered divisions, such that you would have multiple fields and each one would require its own payah allocation. So our Mishnah is going to continue listing those sorts of things. So says our Mishnah, Amas hamayim she'en yechol dekatzrika achas. Imagine you have an amas hamayim, a river, a stream, a canal in the middle of your field, and it is wide enough such that one cannot harvest both sides at once. Whether that means if a person were hypothetically standing in the middle, would it be wide enough such that you can't at least get the edge of each side with, you know, one with each hand? Or if it means one was standing on one side and you can't reach over and get the other side, either way, the point is that it's wide enough such that one cannot harvest both at once. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mafsekes. Rabbi Yehuda says that is considered a proper division such that the land on one side is considered one field and land on the other side is considered its own field. Now, the Bartanura and the Mefarshim point out that Rabbi Yehuda is actually arguing on the Tana of the previous Mishnah, because in the Mishnah previously we said that an irrigation line would divide up a field. This is really the same thing as an irrigation system. The difference is that the Tana of the previous Mishnah was assuming that any length, any width, if it's somehow an irrigation system, any width would already divide up the fields. And this Tana is saying, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, that's not true. It has to be wide enough such that one would not be able to harvest both sides at once. So this is really an argument on the previous Mishnah. Okay. That's actually quoting very artistically from Yishayahu. But piece of land that has hills on it, right? Because it's so hilly. Let's say, imagine you have a field and there's a strip in the middle that is very hilly and you can't get your ox in there, you can't get the plow in there, and therefore it is left unharvested. Who knows Saint Peah Lakol, right? Still, that is not considered a divider, and the entire field is considered one field. So what's the difference between this, where imagine you have this big field and then you have this hilly strip in the middle that is uncultivated, that is unplowed, and that would not be considered a divider. And yet yesterday we learned that if you have a strip in the middle of the field, imagine it's all flat, and you have a strip in the middle of the field and that strip is unplowed, that would be considered a divider. So what's the difference? So perhaps the difference, suggested in the Farshan, the difference is that if you have one field and it's all flat, right, and you just decided to leave a part unplowed in the middle, so then it seems very obvious that the goal is, the way that you see it as the farmers, that you see it as two different fields, right? You are clearly showing that, delineating that, by not plowing that middle part. But if you have a hilly part in the middle, maybe someone would assume, no, it's only unplowed right now because you can't get the ox in there, you can't get the plow in there, but maybe you'll go later and plow it by hand, right? So no one would think, it doesn't appear to be two different fields. It just appears that you have to go back later and do it with a different sort of effort. Okay, that is Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel. I call mafsik lizram. Everything that we learned in the last Mishnah and the previous Mishnah, those are all things that are considered separators, dividers, when we're talking about things like grain, things that are general fields, things that are planted very closely together. So if you have these dividers, an area that's not plowed, it seems that they're two different fields. But the eino mafsik leilan elagader, but for trees, trees are often planted very far away from one another, right? So just because you have an empty space, even if there's a path, that's not an indicator if it's a field of trees that they're two different fields. You can have trees pretty far away and it would still be considered one field. The only thing that would be mafsik for trees is an actual wall. If there's a physical wall, then it would be considered two different fields. Vim haya se'ar kotesh, and if the se'ar, so to say the hair, the branches of the trees were kind of intermingled, intertwined above the wall, then eino mafsik elanosin pe'al akol, then that wouldn't even a fence, even a wall wouldn't be mafsik. So again, a wall that's at least 10 tefachim high would be required in order to say that there are multiple fields when it comes to a tree of fields. But even if there is a wall and the branches from the trees on each side intertwine and mingle above the wall, then even the wall isn't considered a divider, and you consider it one field, and you have to give payah just once for the entire field. We will continue with Mishnah Dalet tomorrow.